Thank you. among you. We welcome you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, you're happy to be here.
Amen.
I am too.
Amen.
Well, as you can hear, the devil's still trying to give us whatever it is that's around. I just keep punching him back, so you have to bear with me. It's going to be worse than ever. I'm still singing Hosanna.
Amen.
Call up and tell Brother William, it's like, you're just going to have to get up and sing tonight. It's like, nah, it ain't going to happen. I got to get up and sing. Did you enjoy communion? Brother Samuel and stuff, just the, what it was and what it meant to everybody. It was just, it was truly a red letter day.
Amen.
But, eyes of the bride and what it meant to us, and have the opportunity to come together to doing that. And it was just wonderful. We've been feasting upon it. And, you know, as Brother Branham, he said the children of Israel, he said that was a type of communion. He says what they had when the children of Israel, when they came out, he says, but the antitype of what we've got, he says, is different than that. This was the blood. He said, then, he says, they came out, and he says, because of what they did, that type, he said, for 40 years, they were in the wilderness. They had no sickness, no clothes didn't wear out, nothing, no problems that they had for 40 years. And he says, that type then, he said, that was the blood of animals. He said, this is the blood of Jesus Christ. Truly shows us that the bride, we're still living under our means. That truly, that bride recognizing who they are and putting into action the things that prophet's been telling us, the Holy Spirit's telling us night after night after night, who we are.
Amen.
And I do believe that the Lord's allowing us to recognize who that we are.
Amen.
The sons and daughters of God, that royal seed of Abraham we talked about. It's to put this into action. And when actually we believe it, when we pray, we believe it. Or anything that we want or we have need of. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Just that's it.
Amen.
I mean, if that can do that, he said, the blood of animals,
amen,
that the blood of his own son, what it is for us.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I love it. How Brother Branham, he continued his love letter to us, if you notice, on communion, where he came back in the Tucson Tabernacle and he made reference again that he said that it had been 3 years, he said, since I've had any place. And he was so excited about doing that communion service and being in a place where he could be. And he says that on there, he says, I think the Lord maybe let us wait this long, he says, so we can appreciate it. Lord Jesus, you got a place now, a pulpit, that you can speak every service.
Amen.
Now we're just looking for the rapture to take place.
Amen.
Looking for that to happen, he says, and then that time will come, he says, when we will see the dead in Christ before our very eyes.
Amen.
And when that happens, then we know without a shadow of a doubt, I made it. So what that must be like, I mean, that if you could actually see the saints risen from the dead with their very eyes, truly, I mean, you're talking about rapturing your faith. I just can't do nothing but give them a rapture. I mean, it was an instant, because Brother Bram says when that happens, he says in a twinkling of an eye, well, it'd have to be.
All right.
To me, it would have to be. When you see it, I'd have to be raptured. The minute I see it, it instantly in my mind would tell me, I made it.
Amen.
I made it. I'm here. I'm gone. Amen. In order to see those saints, there's one thing we have to do. Stay with the Word.
That's
the number one thing, is to stay with the Word. As we're getting ready here tonight, he says, that's God's camp. He says, to stay with that word. It always has been. He says that we have to get into his camp. And he says, when we get in his camp, he says, it's unlimited.
Amen.
Unlimited. Wow. There's no boundaries of what the saints of God can do and what can happen. He said, give me 10 people in one mind and one accord, rapture to take place.
Amen.
Let's get together.
Amen.
I love it. He said that the children of Israel, he says, with Moses, when they come in and they went on that other side, what did they have? He said they had a vindicated light, a vindicated prophet, signs, wonders,
amen,
and a pillar of fire.
Amen.
We got everything that they had and more. Kind of like the other night when we were talking about, he says, Brother Bram talked about the disciples when they're in the boat and the storm and everything. And he says, they were all tore up and they were all nervous about what was going on. And they were all scared. And he goes, there was Jesus right there. He said, in the boat with them. They could see him right there. And he says, today he's closer than that.
Amen.
Closer than that. Right here. Tonight, we're eagles.
Amen.
See, Brother Branham brought that up again in that tape. He said that he says, not Ella Branham and stuff. He goes, I was an eagle.
Amen.
He truly was an eagle.
Amen.
But we're eagles too.
Amen.
We're eagles. And we're listening to Papa Eagle.
Amen.
In case you did anybody hear the quote of the day?
Amen.
You're getting ready to hear it again.
Amen.
Just blessed me this so much this morning to hear Brother Brandon say that. He says, that's the way Papa Eagle thinks about his little one. That's you.
Amen.
Ain't that nice?
Amen.
He struts about. He will scream at them, and they'll scream back.
Amen.
He says, that's it. I'm he that was.
Amen.
Papa. I'm he that is.
Amen. Papa.
Amen. I'm he that is to come.
Amen.
I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
I'm still the healer.
Amen.
I'm still the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I'm still the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen,
Amen, Papa God.
Amen.
Poor people that don't hear this voice, when that pop of God screams out for us through the voice of Elijah, they ain't even gonna know who's screaming.
That's right.
We are.
Amen.
We know who's screaming.
Amen.
Oh, I got another picture in here. This is why we're gonna know. We do want to make a couple announcements and get just right on into service tonight. I do want to announce that We are, the Lord willing, Sunday. We're only going to have one service on Sunday because of the length of the tape. Is that we're going to try to play the come back in the Jubilee tapes, which I told you. I really felt led on the Lord last week to play the tape going beyond the camp that we're playing tonight. I told you we're going to try to play all the messages is for the Jubilee. But because we canceled the service, there wasn't no way. And I just felt the tape, each one of the tapes are really long. They're 2 hours and 10 minutes. And I just didn't feel to hold you that long tonight. But I really felt in my heart to play this tape. And then Sunday, what I wanted to do is to play the tape. And it's almost 3 hours long. So if the Lord willing, we're just going to play the one tape on Sunday so we can just really enjoy it and relax and come together and worship the Lord. And and then we'll cancel, as you know, the two services after that, the Wednesday night and then that Sunday. Then we're going to come together, cancel that Wednesday night, then it's Thursday the 31st. And that will be like a watch night service, but we're just going to start at 7 o'clock. And we're going to play the remainder of the next tape that will be for the Jubilee series that night. And so we're not going to keep you late. We should be out by maybe 10, 11 o'clock or something like that. I was talking with Brother Samuel. I think it'd be best is if we have that because it's New Year's, is to have it at the Youth Center. We'll have more people. And then also, too, is afterwards, because a lot of you probably want to stay around and don't have work tomorrow in a fellowship. Standing out on the roads here, anything else, and people and the drunks and everything else, we're there, we're by ourselves, we're just, it's a little bit easier, and then the people, everybody can come in, and they're not in the other part of the building, and it just gives us time to be kind of together. So if the Lord willing, we'll have it at the Youth Center at 7:30. Thank the Lord, He's provided a place for you. Then, if the Lord willing, on Sunday the 3rd, and I told you that we might be doing it, which is, let me intercede here, that insert here, that didn't the trustees and the deacons do an awesome job? People or something like that take a communion in less than 2 hours. Everybody took communion and foot washing. Wow. I mean, 34 minutes, I think that it was, and everybody was in and out. I come there, Brother George, he called me over, and he said he had a seat and a sit down. He was trying to find somebody to sit down, and he couldn't find nobody. I said, just wash my feet, George. But it was special. It was such a special, special time.
Amen.
You know, is talking with the deacons and with our brothers, that is to see that you all came prepared. And that's the difference. You are ready. And when you come ready and prepared, God does something then. And the sincerity that you came up with, even sitting for like an hour and a half to come up to that table and to take it, that you knew what you were coming there for, you were prepared for what you were coming for, and it was such a blessing, such an anointing to watch you all come and to take the communion. Really, it's just really a blessing from the Lord. But the brothers, they did flawless in trying to do that. And you've seen how at the end, I wanted to surprise you on that, to have on that communion, is Brother Branham, is that he doesn't complete that service, is in Tucson for the Jubilee. And I really wanted Brother Branham to do the communion. I mean, we have Brother Branham give us communion. But to be able to play that section of another tape and put it in there, I mean, he reads the scripture and do everything. And I looked over and went and played, and that, you know, it made that noise and stuff, and went and played, and it's, I looked over the brothers, just, you know, what's happening, you know, what's kind of going on. And Brother Mike went into the back room there to find out what was happening and stuff. And he came out and he goes, and it's like, I wasn't quite prepared for that. Oh, no, okay, I'm going to get my Bible and have to read, and I'll just have to do it. And I thought, no, wait a minute. We wanted Brother Branham to do this service tonight. He's going to do this service tonight. seemed like 10 minutes, but it was about 30 seconds, and he turned around and went, it's good. But it was wonderful hearing us to read the scripture, to call up and to pray over the bread and pray over the wine, and just what, just awesome. And something that you, something that we haven't told to the church, but when we first started in doing that, we're going to do the communion, is that we wanted to do it in November, thought we'd get a communion service in, and then when we made a decision and told you, let's wait until December the 13th when Brother Brandon, the last communion, let this be our first communion together. So in doing that is, I got a hold of our Brother Adam Evans, and I asked him about making the wine for the tabernacle. And I told him I'd like to, I think we should make our own wine. I know what Brother Brandon says, if you don't have wine and you don't have some place to get it, you can get Mogan David wine and you can use it as kosher wine. And I really didn't want to do that. And I talked to the trustee brothers and they said, well, the tabernacle's got some wine and we've probably got a gallon and a half or something like that. And our Brother David Erickson from his church said they had some wine, and Brother, David Phillips did too, that he said that they had some wine. And it's like, we figured out how much, and it's like, well, great, we've got enough wine to at least mix it all together, and we'll have communion service. It'll be great. We've got enough for that. And so as I told Brother Adam, let's get started, and, you know, let's start so we have our own wine for the next time we have communion, we have our own wine. So I told him to come down here to the tabernacle, get this wine, get it, and count it all out and see how much we got. And so he went down, and in the process of making the wine, he gets the wine from down here. All of it was bad. It turned bad. It had mold or had bacteria. Yeah, it had bacteria in it. It had different, it already just contaminated it and it was turned bad. And so then he got the wine from our other brothers and stuff too, and he opened that up and got it, and it had vinegared. It had turned the vinegar there bad. Well, the process of making this wine, we had to buy grapes someplace, organic grapes, I think you got this time in to make it. And eventually what we'd like to do, hopefully we don't have to do this, it'd be great to raise your own grapes. Yeah. Just do it your own self, make your own wine. And so anyway, it's supposed to take weeks and weeks for this to happen. He told me, he goes, Brother Joseph, I don't know what happened, but he goes, it's ready. He says, well, do you want to use that? And I said, well, yeah, for sure. Let's use it. And he says, well, I think that we're going to have enough. And I says, well, great. And so he gets the wine, and I show the brothers, the trustees, and the deacons. I said, this other wine we're just going to have to throw out. I said, it's all went bad. And so we're sitting back there, and it's like, thank the Lord, we got it in the last minute. We had ordered all the cups and everything in, trying to get everything in. They come 2 days, I think, ahead of time. It's like, oh, my goodness, and trying to get everything together. And there's another thing, is that Sister Valerie, I told her, I said, you need to start making, you got to make the bread. And I said, we better make some sample bread and stuff, too. She goes, well, how come that they use white bread? It's like, well, what we always use. And he goes, well, they wouldn't have had white bleached bread. They would have had whole wheat back then. Good catch. So you had whole wheat. Reaction to people are going to be when they look down, they see brown bread instead of white bread, you know, and it's like, but it's scripture.
Amen.
So thank the Lord for that. So we're back there and we're getting ready to go to communion Sunday in the afternoon, and it just hit me, and it's like, this is all new wine. All the old wine's bad, this is all new wine. I think it means something.
Amen.
Let us all stand to our feet, go to prayer, bow our heads, and thank the Lord once again for all His grace, His mercy, and His great love to us, for this opportunity to be here to worship and to hear His word and just to fellowship with one another. Thank Him for all the things He's been doing for us. We sit here and talk about the wonderful time we have together to fellowship around the table of the Lord. Just a reflection of what it's going to be like on the other side.
Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful it's going to be. that wonderful day when he comes and wipes the tears from our eyes. And we don't have to worry about taking prayer requests no more. We don't have to worry about sicknesses and all the things that stresses and the problems that we have. It'll all be over. And he's away preparing that place right now
for us.
And it's coming. It's closely coming. It's at the door. We believe it with all our heart. It's right here. Like you said, it could be tonight. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we just love you. And we're going to take just time to tell you how much that we do, Lord. And appreciate you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything that you do for us. Thank you for this opportunity to be together in this church, Lord. What a special place it is.
Amen.
He said it was the most spiritual place there was.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Amen.
And it's the people. It's you. Because you've stayed in the Word.
Amen.
And if we stay in the Word, then we're in God's camp.
Amen.
And again, he says, if you're in God's camp, he says, it's unlimited what God can do.
Amen.
Sons and daughters of God, speaking the Word of God, that we are. Amateur little gods. He chose man. He could have chose anything, but he chose you. You before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Don't let Satan ever take that from you. Just that bubbling up inside of it. I'm a royal son of man. I'm a son of God. I was predestinated before the foundation of the world. And Satan, you can't take that from me. I don't care. It's mine. He died on Calvary for me. Me. Praise the Lord. We love you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. And that we see it and we claim it. We go up and down and back and forth, but he knows we're just humans and that we fail and we make it, but he's still there. The blood is still there for us. He still atones for us. The power of that blood. The prophet said, if I had 2 drops of it, but I'm looking at the purchase of the drops. How wonderful. You are the purchase of that great sacrifice, by great love. So let's think in our hearts now, is what we want to ask Him for tonight. And not only for yourself, think of somebody else.
Amen.
Brother Bram says, when you start praying for somebody else, that's when healing comes to you.
Amen.
There's a lot of needy people out there.
Amen.
That need. They need a touch from the Lord. It might be salvation. It might be anything. We got loved ones. We got people, family, friends. But Lord, you're more than able.
Amen.
And Father is here to hear him. He says he could not ignore it.
Amen.
So he's here. If you could open up your eyes and see right now, you just see him standing right here.
Amen.
He's here. He's here. And he's here to meet your needs.
Amen.
So, as you have him on your heart, just raise your hand up to him and say, Lord, you know what my need is. Meet my need,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes.
You know my request, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I believe with all my heart you're going to grant it.
Amen.
I'm driving down that stake a little bit further tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Secure my rock holds, and you are the rock.
Yes.
And my anchors hook to
Amen.
You.
Amen.
You are the rock.
Let's go with the truth.
So let's just sing our song, Reach Out. Touch the Lord as He passes by.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Lord, but yet you come down and visit someone like us, Father.
And Lord, just to know that we're called, Lord, out of so many people, Father, and that we can, Lord, come boldly to your throne as a son or a daughter of God, whatever our need may be, Lord. Lord, every hand, Lord, that was raised, I pray you just answer their request, Father. There's nothing too small, nothing too great for you. You're mindful of every single one, Lord. Lord, these requests that are laying on this pulpit, Lord, I pray that you move on the scene in every single one. Lord, we love you with all of our hearts, Lord. Lord, just open up our ears to hear what your word is about to speak to us, Father. We love you with all that's in us, Lord. We appreciate you and just ask you to be with the remainder of the service. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Well, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to
I'm
the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. And I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine.
Amen.
Amen.
It's so wonderful to have that promise.
Amen.
Amen. So wonderful to have those arms to lean on. Amen. Amen. Everlasting arms.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, what
a fellowship was for divine teaching on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, teaching on the everlasting arms. Waiting.
been Amen. Stored up for us so that we could have something to feast upon tonight.
Amen.
So that we could listen to and get ourselves ready for that rapture.
Amen.
Take place soon.
Amen.
Very soon.
Amen.
What a privilege it is. So let's just bow our heads one more time. Just think about Him. Ask Him once more, Lord. You're welcome here.
Yes. Amen.
Anoint me to hear Your anointed word.
Yes.
Lord, we want to be more like You. That's what we've come here tonight for, is to be more like You, Lord Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Take away everything that's not like You, Lord.
Amen.
We want to be in Your camp, Lord.
Amen.
We want to be filled with Your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Not my spirit, not my ideas, not my thoughts. Take them all away, Lord. We want to be like the song that just said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We'll run and not be weary.
Amen.
We'll walk, we'll not faint, because we're in the camp with You, Lord Jesus. So You're welcome, Lord, to come to speak with each one of us. Open up our hearts and be with us. Anoint us afresh with Your sweet, sweet Spirit.
Amen.
Thank You, Lord. So let us just sing our song of only believe that so many times has welcomed that prophet behind the pulpit to bring the message of the hour. How thankful we are, as we were saying earlier, that little love story that He wanted a place where He could come. This was His home.
Amen.
It's where God chose this place. He did it before the foundation of the world. He predestinated it. That it would, that He had to have a place where He could come. And He said, He always promised. He says, I always promised You I'd come here and tell You first. He loved You. Maybe you wasn't here then, but He still loved you. Just the same. You are a part of Him.
Amen.
So tonight He's going to speak to you afresh.
Glory.
Amen.
So let's just sing the song that welcomes Him once again to this pulpit. Only believe. We believe is fresh manna for the bride of Christ.
Amen.
No leaven in it.
Amen.
Just pure bread word.
Amen.
My privilege to introduce to you and have Him come to this pulpit, God's prophet, Brother Brown.
Amen.
God bless you.